Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Morning, John Dernan.
Good morning, Steve.
He's been absolutely injury prone, hasn't he? I think even personally, when he sits there in his home and he's thinking about, you know, his career, he'd be absolutely devastated with how things have worked out at Liverpool.
Yeah, I mean, you've got a feel for him. I mean, like, it's, I think someone's tweeted in there about, you know, he doesn't mean to get injured, but it's one pass and parcel, one of these things. And like we said, we know he's got the talent. We know he can score goals. And it hasn't been the best of times for him at Liverpool. But you feel for him, you do. But like you said, the problem is, who's going to buy him? I think his Liverpool career is over. I don't think Klopp fancies him anyway. And as I say, he's a risk. He's a risk, but the talent's there. We all know that.
Well, we're certain that Klopp doesn't fancy him, aren't we? Because even at times when... So in the past few games, when he has made it onto the bench, not the last game, the game before that, he's still used as a sub.
Yeah. I mean, if the writing was on the wall for him, I think he's not a Klopp-type player. I don't think... He hasn't got aggressive running and work rate as such. Like you said, he's got quality in the box. He can score goals, but... I mean, his days are numbered. And it's going to be hard for them to actually get into or go to a really good team because the simple fact is injuries, and people are going to take that in consideration.
He's played 42 games for Liverpool since Luis Suarez left in 2014. That's the same number of appearances that Christian Benteke made in his sole season on Merseyside. So that sums things up in a certain context. And of course, Liverpool uncertain now whether Daniel Sturridge will play again this season. So we presume he's probably played his last game for Liverpool Football Club. What sort of money would you get for Daniel Sturridge?
Again, who's gonna take the gamble to pay that kind of money? I mean, I think Liverpool, he's going to go cheap. He's going to go cheap for what he's worth if he was to be fit. His agent's going to have to work very hard because who's going to pay the wages week in, week out when he's sitting on the treatment table? I mean, these pay-as-you-play deals can be negotiated, but for me, no. For me, he'd have to get a season or maybe a two, a good season under his belt back to show that he's really back in firing and full fitness and to take a gamble on him, but people can afford to do that.
Now, the biggest area of concern for the Reds at the moment, of course, is the defence, Derns. It was poor at the weekend, the game against Crystal Palace. Palace weren't brilliant themselves. Liverpool, again, struggling against a team you'd expect them to beat.
Steve, you just hit the nail on the head. My conversation with people after the game afterwards, and that, I mean, it wasn't as if Crystal Palace tore us apart. They were average at best. So it just shows where we're at. I mean, a team in a great position, and they're supposed to be fighting for your qualification, and it should have been easy with the running they've got. We're abysmal. We've hit it in numerous talks in the past about how bad the defence is. Steve, you can't get any worse. The defence is awful. They're awful. They're not good enough. You look at the top four or five teams in the league, we're nowhere near them. Nowhere near them. And you look, the only saving grace we've got, I think, is City and United play each other this week. So hopefully... You've got to see City, you've got to win that for RC, because I still think United are a threat. They've had a couple of bad injuries to the big man up front, and I think Rojo's been injured and he's out for the season, and that's our only saving grace. But you look at their squad anyway, they've got players to come in and cover comfortably. We haven't. You look at our bench on Sunday, we're awful. We've got nothing in strength and depth, and we've still got worries on the people who are in the first 11.
How much responsibility does Jurgen Klopp take for Liverpool's inability to defend set pieces, the problems in sort of organising their defensive qualities? How much should we place this on the manager, or is it solely the players?
Well, manager's got to take responsibility because, first and foremost, he picks the team that thinks it's going to win. And I don't know what they're doing in training because he must be impressing them for them to be getting picked every week. But you look at the frailties in defence and the lack of commitment of winning the ball, wanting to get hit as a defender. That's all you are. A defender, first and foremost, defends his goal. We can't defend our goal because we're lightweight. We lack guts, and it is guts, wanting to get hit, challenges. again, time and time again, he has his downfalls or he has his wrong reason. People hate John Terry. But you cannot fault John Terry the way he defends, because he is a defender first and foremost. And if we had half of his talent in that aspect in our players who defend in our team, we would be going somewhere. But we haven't. We haven't got defenders who are willing to get hurt. They are cowards. And I know it's a horrible word, it's a big word, but they are. I watch them week in, week out, and no one wants to get hurt. It's disgraceful. It's disgraceful.
What do you think of Dejan Lovren's performance?
I'll back Lovren because he's probably one of our best defenders we've got at the moment. But he was awful. He was all over the show. He was all over the show. His thoughts, his speed of thought and what he was thinking. I don't know what was going through his head, but he had a poor, poor game. And, you know, I'll back him, though, because it's one of his poorest for a while. But you look at Chan for the marking for the corner for Benteke's header. I mean, the second goal, it's abysmal. But like I said, we go back to defenders. Defenders are there to defend, Steve, and they don't do it.
Aldo was putting the case forward last night on the Radio City Legends for maybe man marking to be given something of a push forward and maybe move aside this obsession with zonal marking. Would you agree?
Well, this obsession with zonal marking, you can point the finger at other people. Like I said, in my day, it was man-to-man. There's your man. You know who you're marking. If he scores, you're to blame. Full stop. This zonal marking, I think, puts two or three people in the spotlight of who should have been marking them. I hate it. I really do hate it. I think I don't know where it come from, but it was brought into the game, and I don't understand it, zonal marking. It's ridiculous. Pick your man up, stay with him. If he scores, it's your fault.
Interesting. Aldo was quite passionate about it as well. Liverpool's current position, given what they've got to face Southampton at home, got a final day game with Borough, who you presume might already be done and dusted and gone by that point. Liverpool's running looks easier than Manchester United's. But do you get the feeling Manchester United are in a vein of form that, you know, is going to see them keep firing until the end of the season? Is it not as straightforward as we think, this fourth place finish?
Well, Steve, do you think we've finished fourth?
Yes, but only just.
Well, only just. Well, yeah, I'm going to throw my head in a block and listeners are going to go mad or whatever. I don't think we will. And I'll tell you why. Watford, it's going to be a hard game on Monday. I really think that's going to be a hard game. Southampton's not going to be an easy game. Southampton tore us apart in two legs in the League Cup. They should have been 3-4-0 up coming to Anfield after the first leg. They absolutely tore us apart. And if we play that like that against them, and we're capable of it, we really are. And I used to say we're going to beat them at Anfield. Middlesbrough, you'd like to think, yeah, we'll beat them. But we should have said that about Palace. We should have said that about Swansea. We should have. We go on and on and on. Like I said, we lack the courage and the guts to go out there, because when we need to roll our sleeves up, because you need to do against some of these teams, fight a win, grind out a win. You can't just rely on a front man to score 3-4 goals and win us a game because we're going to concede. No, Stevie, ask me. I don't think we're going to be in the top four, and I hope I'm wrong, and then everyone can come in and say, yeah, you're wrong. I really do. But I think we'll struggle because, first and foremost, I don't think that Watford game's a foregone conclusion.
Steve Hobbsall's kickoff.
This is Radio City Talk.